We can do
Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe the chemo changed him somehow, like
no.
the infusion.
Well, I
but
wonder.
Doctor, I feel great. No, I'm pretty sure there's
that's
a tumor in there.
I wonder if Leroy enjoys it.
Probably.
Is it better
yeah.
or worse than Sturgill Simpson?
I would say worse.
Give
Sturgill
us a
Simpson.
Call, Leroy. 213 wide not. The phone lines are now working.
And yeah, really, that wasn't really country. That was like
yeah.
folk.
And even that, like what would you call
chamber.
Leonard Cohen? It's not really folk, right? It's definitely that, whatever you would call that.
Yeah, I feel like blues folk. I don't
that's
know.
Good, yeah, that could
yeah.
work.
But it's in that under that umbrella. Ella. yeah.
This is my favorite Behemoth song. It's just so heavy. They're like live, they have all the lights syncopated. It's very
yeah.
cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is music.
This is
so,
so good.
So into it.
Oh, we got a call from New York City. What's up?
Hello?
Oh, Steve Solomon.
Okay, hi all.
Hi, I really thought when you said
sorry.
Hello that you were playing a drop. So how have you been, Solomon?
Drop? It's been okay, sorry. I kept on missing Tuesdays because I planned to be there for 100 and whatever, and I kept on missing the Tuesday.
Oh, well, it's okay. You're only 3 weeks late.
Can you call in? You were like in Midtown Manhattan?
Yeah.
What was that? That episode 400 that he called in?
No, that might have been 399 or.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that was the one before because I was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, how have you been in the last month?
It's been okay.
And life? What have you been going to school? Or are you working?
Well, my. I have not. I was working before March. Then the internship kind of. I was fired. I had an internship.
You were fired from your internship?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was not a good fit, to say the least.
You were not a good fit, to say the least. What was the internship?
Yes. It was data entry, but I was. Too disruptive.
Disruptive.
I thought you said dyslexic.
I thought you said
disruptive. Disruptive.
Disruptive. How would you? Yeah. How would you disrupt the job? Yeah. What would you do?
Well, let's say annoying and annoying them all.
How you were annoying the other typers?
Other coworkers.
What were you doing to annoy them? Do you like?
He was listening to the podcast out loud.
Wait, we have audio of what he was doing. Solomon,
he brought the wash basin right to the middle of the floor.
It's because Rob talked about his experience at work. You encouraged this,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, was. I did it once. I did not. I do not
that
encourage
in a public
it.
Place, Solomon.
Dickie no. Leakes sent us that.
Hold on. So how did you disrupt them? Were you like talking to people, or what were you doing?
I was like I was kind of annoying my coworkers, and they suddenly went over. I went over the limit, and they fired me.
Now with this data entry job, did you have like a minimum amount of words you had to type or forms you had to fill out? What
no.
kind of data entry?
It was just filling out surveys.
Filling out surveys?
Oh, are you the person that keeps emailing us?
It's not. You fill out.
No. I was looking at they collect surveys because it's a museum, and the museum, and I put in the answer that they at the Patreon.
I and I, me fill out the survey.
I see.
Brock in the fight.
So you're at the Jamaican Museum, and
I'm at a museum.
The Jamaican Museum.
Don't test me.
No, not the Jamaican Museum. I'm at a museum.
Oh, at a museum.
I'm looking at a museum.
A museum. It's the museum of all A's.
No, at a museum.
Which one?
At a museum in Manhattan.
There's many.
Intrepid.
Oh, the Intrepid Museum.
Intrepid, okay.
Okay, so people fill out surveys, like visitors, and then you take the surveys that they fill up and you input it into the computer. I guess someone has to do that job. Wow.
I'm sorry it wasn't a good fit for you.
Yeah. Now,
it
did
was,
you get... Sorry. I broke him. Did you get more... Shlomo, listen to me.
Did you get what?
You're being disruptive, Shlomo.
Wait, he can't hear. Hold on.
Did you get out more words per minute typing than you do talking? I hope.
I guess.
Is that it?
I guess.
Should be an easy yes, I would think.
Shlomo, are you excited that WrestleMania is next week?
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited for WrestleMania?
No.
Why? You don't watch wrestling?
No.
What have you been watching?
No.
What have you been watching lately?
Watch C-SPAN. Me and him were talking about this on Twitter the other day. Slid right into my DMs.
Oh, yeah?
Slid right in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, C-SPAN.
You fap to C-SPAN?
You
really like Betsy DeVos?
No.
Gotta be Franken.
Or the former DNC chair. What was her name?
Who?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh,
yeah.
Is she a senator or a congresswoman?
No, congressman. She's in one of the first committees, if I remember correctly. Where a bill goes to get to a Congress.
She also went to Yeshiva Flatbush.
I thought it was Yeshiva Rumbum.
Rumbum is upstate.
I don't know anything about DWS. Personally.
Agreed.
Solomon with the acronyms.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Trump's budget proposals, Shlomo?
Well, it's a budget that really not going to pass simply because, you know, it pisses off so many different constituents.
Yeah, I hear you.
But the problem is that Congress has to approve the budget and they create the budget. So any budget will have to be remade by Congress and another part of it is that you really can't increase the military budget unless you undo the Budgetary Control Act, which very limited the budget. You can only increase the military budget if you repeal the Budgetary Control Act, which needs 60 senators.
So are you going to look for a new internship now?
I could look for a new job, I guess.
Oh, how come you don't work for like a local like politician or whatever that you support?
Mindy Mayer.
Yeah.
No, Solomon's a socialist.
Well,
I can't even say it. Solomon is a socialist.
Really having a hard time understanding you, Rob. Well, why can't you have like one of those James Carville and Mary Madeline relationships where Shlomo hooks up with a conservative woman?
Oh, that's true. So, Solomon, if you could have any job, what would you want to be doing right now?
Working in the MTA, I guess.
MTA. Oh, he's the conductor that does the announcement.
No. someone who does a nice union job, you know.
Like digging the track.
We'll offer you any job in the world, and you just want a nice union job for the MTA. That's where you're aiming.
A simple man.
I'm simple. I just want benefits, pay, and you know. I just want to know what to do and do it.
I hear you.
But aim higher. You're so politically minded. You can do something with that. Why not?
Run for city council.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
For itself.
Let's see, in terms of politics, probably Marty Golden. Probably Marty Golden, who's the New York City Senator of this area.
Go work with that guy.
Yeah.
Is he Republican?
I don't know.
You just need some resume material. Go work with Chuck Schumer.
Or work with Justin Brannon, who we're trying to get on the show. He's a local politician.
Maybe we'll get him on. We'll pitch you.
Yeah, we'll give you a recommendation.
Justin who?
Justin Brannon. He used to be an Indecision and Most Precious Blood.
Justin Brannon?
In a band.
Yeah, look him up. Dude.
Look him up.
Dude.
All right, Shlomo. Thank you for calling in. We love
Justin
you.
Justin Brannon.
Blew right past you, Rob. That was your exit strategy.
B-R-A-N-N-A-N. I found him.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Shlomo. Thank you to our Brooklyn correspondent. Thank you, Shlomo. What a one. Beat up. Podman.
Hope to hear from you soon. That's our lovely longtime Solomon China.
All
AKA
those hours
Shlomo.
Of watching early morning, like early Sunday morning BCAT TV programs have finally paid off, Theron.
Yeah, they're more like Haitian and other stuff than Jamaican, but there's quite a few Jamaicans on there. Oh, that old, I brought this up on the show, but that old Jewish rabbi, he's... Something's wrong with us.
When is that on? Because it's not called BCAT anymore, but I try to watch.
Brick.
Yeah.
It's called, the show's in the guide, it's called Judaism. Just Judaism.
All right, I got to search for it.
And when the show actually comes on, the intro says, Judaism the Series.
That sounds so ominous.
And it starts with the Wailing Wall, and they play the
Honey, show. What should we call the show? Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about Judaism.
Well, when you watch him, it's everything you expect based on that title. It's like the most grandiose possible thing. But here's why I say something's probably wrong with him. Because I would record it every week, watch it, and he would just do his little rants. Then one week, he came on, and he looked very sickly. He looked. His face was pale. He looked like he lost about 15 pounds.
Little Spilkes?
Maybe Spilkes, maybe some Nachas.
What's Spilkes? What's Nachas?
Spilkes is like butterflies in the stomach. Like it could be anything. Like when you're nervous for like real butterflies, or it could be when you have gas or.
How
whatever.
Do you say it?
Spilkes.
Spilkes.
And
Nachas is when you have like an upswelling of pride and you feel a physical manifestation of pride.
What's Suris?
That's a tragedy.
Okay.
Oh, it's Suris.
It's not a tragedy. Suris is when you have Ajna. Like
I know that well.
Mental anguish.
That's what
it could be from a tragedy, but it's not. That Suris is the feeling of it.
Can you give me the one about pride in a sentence?
Nachas?
Yes.
All right. Oh, my boy just graduated Harvard Law. He gives me such nachas.
Okay. Thank you.
Rob, you ever give Mama Robba some nachas?
All the time. No. We have a British caller, Dickus Hungus, who...
What?
Who said he was going to call in. Waiting for it.
Wait, is he? Is he on the line?
He's not on the line.
Dickus Hungus was definitely not Rob's nickname in high school.
Is that Brad Maddox's nickname?
It might be. Oh, he had to like He changed his Twitter handle to his real name. He locked down his profile, the poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not wrestling anymore, is he?
No, yeah, he's not. And he just got married and has kids. could clearly get an offer.
He had a YouTube show that was great. He used to, when he was in WWE, like, they weren't doing anything with him, and he was just like the GM for a while, and it was really boring, and he said, I'm just going to do a YouTube show of stuff of me being funny, and maybe it'll get me over, you know, and it was really good.
And then they fired him?
Did they fire him, or did he quit?
They fired him because he said prick.
I don't remember.
What? To the audience.
Really?
What was
the
content?
You get fired over that?
Yeah, prick is it's a PG show. They're very Nazi about it.
Meanwhile, like 2 or 3 weeks later, Vince McMahon went out to the live audience and said, like, fuck or shit or something.
Really?
Like an actual curse word.
What did he say? What was the context?
I don't remember.
What was the context of the prick statement?
He called the crowd a bunch of pricks.
That's so innocuous.
Yeah, who cares?
But I totally can see WWE doing that.
I could see a suspension, maybe, but firing for that?
It's probably an excuse to fire.
Yeah,
him,
that's true.
Say.
Yeah.
He said little shit. That's what he said.
Little shit?
Vince McMahon did?
Yeah.
I've got to fire myself now.
Shane McMahon a little shit.
Oh.
Damn it. What did I just say? Well, he said the N-word on the air.
Also true.
But that was in a joking contest.
Mm.
I don't know.
Not a joke.
Well, you little shit was joking, too.
No, to Shane McMahon. Like,
but Shane McMahon's bigger than he is. So it's technically not even accurate.
I'm a nigga!
Oh, my God.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Good times.
I do have a voicemail, actually, from Jonathan.
What?
Oh, wait. No, we got Chris Ward calling. Or Dickus Hunger.
Pick something.
Dickus Hunger. I want to remind everyone that if you'd like to be on the show, you can dial 213-WIDENUT, or you can Skype the user Metal Injection Livecast. And if you ever want to leave us a voicemail during the week, you can do it via Skype, Skyping Metal Injection Livecast, or with the SpeakPipe widget, which you can find on any episode page. We actually had Jonathan leave us a voicemail earlier today. That was it.
Nice. Good job.
That was him jerking off in the bathtub.
Noah, oh. Sid, and Darren. This is Jonathan from Texas. Actually calling to leave a message about a squared circle pit. Hope you guys don't mind. Love both.
Hang up on him.
Actually,
how dare you?
Rob, always fun to listen to you interview anybody, but at Alexis Mancola, wow. That was an excellent interview. I feel like, our musical tastes were just totally matched up. And just with you talking to him and talking about Gojira, yeah. But, I finally took the plunge and started checking out Gojira after years of hearing the name but never hearing their music. And, oh, my God, they're awesome. So... just dove headlong into Magma and definitely going to work my way through their backlog and hope they come through town again because I would love to check them out. But anyway, just wanted to say, as always, keep up the great work. Thanks for turning me on again to new music that I am totally loving. And take care, guys. Talk
That's
to you.
Awesome. You know, bye. Magma came out like a year ago, and anytime I would write about it, I just hear Dr. Evil going, Magma, liquid hot magma. But Jonathan, you should actually check out their earlier stuff.
That's what he said he's doing.
He said he checked out their new album.
He called it their backlog.
Yeah,
he wasn't talking
back,
about his poop.
Yeah, because like as much as I do like the album, I feel like it's not
horrible.
Not horrible?
No, it's good, but it's like I prefer some other stuff. My favorite album from them is From Mars to Sirius.
What?
Mm-hmm. Or
is that how you got the job?
The Way of All Flesh. Well, all of them are great, actually. You can't go wrong. But they're a great band. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad you enjoyed the Squared Circle. But I'm working on a very special WrestleMania episode.
Really? What's it going to be?
I can't tell you.
You can.
I'm going to bring back guests from previous episodes to just give their prediction.
Now, is this like a thing where you're actually reaching out to them now, or did you ask them this stuff beforehand and now you're just breaking out the backlog of recorded material?
No, new stuff, because I wouldn't have known the matches like 6 months ago.
I don't know. Maybe you just asked them for every eventuality.
Every possible permutation
of every hours.
Well, what's great, so my favorite guest ever on the Square Circle Pit was the singer Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, sorry.
Corpse Grinder.
Sorry, great too.
Corpse Grinder. And so I emailed the label, and I have a good relationship with Metal Blade.
So this is just you reading emails, this podcast? You just got email responses and then you read the text? Oh,
no, to set up the interview. Jeez. And so the guy from the label told me that George was seven. So when I interviewed him, George Corpse Grinder Fisher.
That's disappointing.
When I interviewed Corpse Grinder, he told me because he was on tour, he's like 3 months behind on shows.
Oh.
But he doesn't want to skip ahead because he was such a big fan of Enzo and Cass, the Guido guys.
Amazing.
And so he always wants to watch their promos, which I thought was adorable. Anyway, so I was like, oh, did Corpse Grinder catch up? And if he did, would he like to just hop on the phone for 20 minutes and just talk about his predictions or what he'd like to see? And the guy from Metal Blade said he's still 7 episodes behind and then sent me a mail like a minute later being like, actually, when are you looking to tape this? Because he said he could just plow through them just to do this. I'm like,
that's awesome.
This is awesome. I am so excited to do this now. So that'll be up sometime before next week. I'm still like, I have to get everybody together, so it'll take a little longer. But it should be fun.
Hey, will Noah be on this?
Noah, are you keeping up with the show?
Like Corpse Grinder, I am 3 months behind.
Wow.
Just dive into WrestleMania. I was hoping to get Darren on the show. I don't know if it's Darren's.
Well, can we record a WrestleMania show?
What do you mean?
Like, just have microphones. And
during
WrestleMania,
doing a six-hour running commentary?
Yeah.
No.
Since we're spitballing here, I would love to take, like, an old, shitty wrestling pay-per-view and do a commentary on it we did for our metal movies.
Oh, that could be fun.
I would love to do that.
Maybe, like, an in-your-house, since it's shorter.
Yeah. But we don't even have to show the whole fucking thing. We can just shrink it down, edit it.
No, we can't. We're not going to post it. They have to find the video on their own.
We'll talk about it. You should do, what was that, a SummerSlam that was like outdoors, the one where like Lex Luger was carried in like an Egyptian god?
No, that was WrestleMania 9.
Okay, well then that's what we should
do. Yeah, that was a
like
very cheesy
awkwardness. Yeah,
and that's also good because that's the worst, like match-wise, one of the worst WrestleManias.
Yeah.
Trying to think of a worse one. 11, maybe.
11, and I would say also 4, even though the ending.
I love 4. That was the one I watched most as a kid.
I love it for the tournament.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of shitty matches.
Oh, yeah, I agree. What are like recent ones that were bad?
All of them.
Last year. No, 31 was good. The Seth Rollins one.
30 was good.
The one, 21, were John Cena and Batista one. Anyway.
What about the one where it was Triple H, John Cena, and...
Shawn Michaels?
No, Randy Orton.
Oh, Randy Orton, yeah. I think there were matches in the undercard, though, that were okay.
Wasn't that the one with Floyd Mayweather and the Giant?
That was the Ric Flair retirement. That was good.
That was good. There was no, but none of them
the
have
guy.
No good matches.
Yeah. But I'm excited for WrestleMania. I mean, excited.
WrestleMania 11, I think, has no good matches.
Yeah,
that's
that
probably
was
the only one.
No
the Bob
good mother.
I'll fuck the WrestleMania 11 in the ass. No good piece of shit.
Oh, and yesterday I interviewed Ice-T.
How was that? Any highlights?
He is such a nice
Him
guy.
And Coco are so sweet.
She is so put together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, even if you had no idea who the hell Coco was, you would know that she's somebody. Like just the finest clothes. That,
was
like,
the baby there?
There was no baby.
Oh, okay.
But there were, like, two big security guards. His oldest son was there, who was, like, this total kind of, like, hip-hop, hipster kind of vibe. Like a backpacker. He had a... very expensive-looking Fendi backpack.
He's rich,
Yeah, like that, it has to be like a $700-$800 backpack, like I'm assuming. Because it looked like it was like leather. like high quality material.
Yeah.
You know, leather is expensive.
No JanSport, no care.
No.
Right, no.
But iced tea was awesome.
Did you ask him corner flour?
I did not ask corner flour.
Oh.
That would have been a good question. But Sid, you told the story on the show about how you saw him at a CMJ conference.
Yes.
And
he did the commencement speech or the keynote.
The keynote, yeah. And you said that if someone tries to get in between you and your dreams, you tell them to eat a bowl of dicks. I thought it was a bag of dicks. Yeah. So I asked him about it. I was like, well, I want to play a game called Eat a Bag of Dicks. He's like, well, it's actually a hot bowl of dicks. And I was like, all right, eat a hot bowl of dicks or cool with me. And then, I listed some names.
Mm-hmm. Any surprises?
No, you pretty much answered the way.
Were there any hot bowls of dicks that you...
Lots of hot bowls of dicks.
Mm. Who doesn't love a hot bowl of dicks?
Well, like Donald Trump.
But anyone who's not an obvious bowl of
dicks? No. It was pretty by the numbers.
You tell some softballs?
But the interview itself was very good. It was a good interview, and I highly recommend you check it out when it gets posted in the next 2 weeks.
Did SVU come up at all? Law and Order SVU?
We talked about... making money in the music business, and he was saying the only reason I'm able to do this is because I have SVU money. He said that his accountant put his tax return up against Ernie C, who is the guitarist, and just see looking at the difference in their incomes, they're just like, yeah, Ice doesn't have to do this at all. He's doing this because he wants to. So.
That's why would the accountant show somebody else's tax return?
I forget.
Fucked up, right?
Look,
it's like, hey, Ice, you want to laugh at this? Come check out your buddy's tax return. He's so fucking poor. Isn't
I think
it
he
funny?
Might have been audited. I'm not sure. I forget how we got into this point in the conversation. It wasn't a calm down, Sid. All right.
That accountant
look,
better.
Ice had a song in the last album called "Talk Shit, Get Shot." So I'd be careful.
The accountant's the one talking shit. I'm standing up for Ernie C, whoever the fuck that is.
That's the guitarist.
The
Moose
poor
guy.
Yeah.
The bassist. I have the WrestleMania 11 card quickly. Lex Luger and the British Bulldog against the Blue Brothers.
Oh, the worst match. The Blue Brothers are the Nazis.
Razor Ramon versus Jeff Jarrett.
Awful.
Ended in DQ. Undertaker versus King Kong.
Oh, the worst Undertaker match at a WrestleMania.
This one was mediocre but not horrible. Owen Hart and Yokozuna against the Smoking Guns.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the Smoking Guns.
Bret Hart against Bob Backlund.
I want to point out, though, that the match was advertised as Owen Hart and a mystery partner against the Smoking Guns. And you were like, who? There was an expectation there was going to be somebody. It was supposed to be Chris Benoit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
No, it was supposed to be they couldn't sign him. They wanted him.
Yeah, they couldn't. So they was like, oh, Yokozuna.
He didn't want to give up his Japanese touring, and WWF wouldn't let him do it. Bret Hart versus Bob Backlund. How was that? I don't remember.
Well, it was good because Bret Hart came up with a reversal to the chicken wing. That's how he won. But the match itself sucked, and the angle sucked.
Yeah, and Diesel against Shawn Michaels.
How do you remember all of this?
My brain just has this
filed away.
With
all the weed that you've smoked, how do you remember these little details?
I remember old wrestling more than if you asked me what happened a year ago in WWE, I would have, or like 3 years ago, I would have remembered. But all of this stuff from back in the day.
Because when we were that age, we had so much less going on.
Yeah.
That this it's like the only thing that happened probably that whole month was that pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah.
It's like my mother with soap operas. Same exact reaction.
Mm-hmm. It's partly that, but it's also that the wrestling sucks now. It's not memorable.
Well, we're saying
the
pay-per-view sucked. Yeah.
No, all right.
But
standards
were lower then because we were all much younger.
That is true. It did suck, but I feel like it's – all right, that's a bad way I put it. I should say it's just off an assembly line now. I feel like there was –
it's so cookie cutter that nothing standout happens in either direction.
The WWF definitely sucked in that era, but it was explosively bad.
Yeah, colorfully bad. Yeah.
Okay, so Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
Awful.
Probably the worst main event title match. Well, it wasn't the last match, but – the worst WWF title match.
I forgot that wasn't the last match.
And then Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, my God.
So really there were no good matches on that. And there were only 7 matches, I was surprised.
Isn't there a professional athlete involved in this year's?
Yeah,
Shaq. Who is it?
No, that fell through.
I didn't know.
They couldn't come to terms on money.
What was it supposed to be?
Shaq versus Big Show.
Oh, God.
Battle of the Giants.
I'd honestly rather see Shaq than Big Show in a match?
I think more compelling than any of that would be them in an eating contest. Or like a beer drinking, just like seeing them do like giant guy stuff.
Just not sumo.
Yeah.
Climbing a
beanstalk. You know what? I want to see them in a race getting out of an airplane, out of a consumer airplane.
Coach. Yeah. I want to see them get out of like a mid-sized sedan. How about that?
Or like a smart, get a car to go.
Speaking of which, Shaq is now on this whole flat earth thing. Though we can't really tell if he's being serious or not, but... I believe the quote was, "I drive from Florida to California all the time, and it's straight."
Yeah.
And he's like, "What are you saying? We're China's underneath us right now? You're saying China's underneath us right now?"
Our educational system.
Well,
this guy's a college graduate.
In Alabama.
What was that?
That's like someone commenting on it.
Oh, and we didn't talk about Steve Harvey's stupid comments either.
What did he do?
He said that black people are being too mean to Trump, and they should respect the office of the president.
You know what, Steve Harvey?
Go fuck yourself. Fucking Steve Harvey, you talk fucking too much. Why don't you shut the fuck up and fucking listen to people? All the fucking black people don't like it, Trump. He's an asshole. Fuck you, Steve Harvey.
Right. All right, and on that note, thank you, as always, for listening in to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Don't forget, you know, if you need some new mealsies, go to blueapron.com/livecast, and we'll leave you with the soothing sounds of Bruno snoring.
That's actually Lola. Oh, we disrupt her.
We woke her up.
No.
Yeah,
that was Lola.
Yeah, that was Lola snoring.
Yeah, she's the reason I don't get any sleep at night.
Well,
how did that happen?
You turned my mic off.
Sorry.
Fucked up.
Good night, everybody.
There's no snoring that you can.
Because I was seeing all the treats and stuff. Oh, sure. So we're all cut up to. Really? Do you want? I do.
Do you have a liquid gel?
I don't think I have a liquid gel, actually.
I guess it doesn't matter if I take a liquid gel and then some other kind of... Hi. Sorry. I don't know, but my phone didn't even ring. Good. I just did the podcast, and I'm cleaning up now.
No, I didn't.
That's okay. How was your trip?
Okay.
Which part of Florida were you in? Delray. Oh, yeah. You know what? It's so funny because I've been seeing commercials for it now on TV. I don't know if maybe I just noticed them now because Delray sounded familiar. Yeah, like to buy a house in Delray. Oh, no, I didn't know that. But yeah, but they were saying it's like luxurious over there. Yeah. So nice. We have snowstorms here. Yeah.
I like making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, who? Who's on the cruise? Oh, okay. They said Don Liana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, of course. What was the cruise? Was it like a theme? Oh, yeah, other way, right, Stewart Airport, because I'm flying from LaGuardia, which I heard is a name. Yeah. I don't know, well, because I booked the trip before I knew that there was all the issues there, and it was a direct flight. I know, but I think that was because of the snow.
I think it's exact. Like it can't be that it's still like that. I mean, they have to figure some type of solution.
That Delta terminal is fine.
Alright, well, I'm glad you have fun.
Meredith was just like hovering around working after the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not like her.
Go home. Stop.
Especially before a trip, that's definitely not like her. Are you guys all on the same flights tomorrow or no?
Her and Chris will probably be on the same flight. She's, you know, the second. Like, she's
excuses. They always end up on the same plane. And, Frank is going to be on my flight going home.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. You look like LaGuardian. I guess you have one of those.
Okay. Hold on, I'll come with you. Get this
shit. Your flight tomorrow? It's 2:50. Oh, that's good. At least you don't have to rush around or leave super early.
Yep.
Exactly. Where now? Come on. That's exactly it. Like every time I just get there early, and what am I going to do? Hang out with Meredith and Chris? Like, I'd rather just take my time, wake up late, not worry about anything. Have to go to court, but it's an option. It's either you pay it or you go to court to fight it.
Who are you talking about?
Casey.
What did he say about it?
He said that probably the lawyer saw the guy over there. Because I don't think it's Chris and Ballerina's bad. I think they're their block.
Uh-huh.
He said probably because the lawyer didn't saw the guy right in here. He said it was our building. The other one. But he didn't care about it?
No, he was, he just said it's $25, and I couldn't really understand what he was saying, but he didn't sound pissed off or anything.
He said that he's going to tell Simon to check it. Just keep an eye out for the garbage. Can I tell him that we need to keep the garbage further away so that there's a clear distinction? Now we'll put the garbage more in the middle.
Yeah.
Get that lawyer guy is such an asshole.
The lawyer?
Yeah.
What?
No, but if that's the case.
With like this little 20 something year old adorable Asian talking about HPV. And then I was so thrilled because she talks about HPV in a special hug. That's the alley one right now.
Cool.
She's like, heard my favorite joke of hers, and she's like, there are two types of HPV. And my doctor said that I could either have the one that causes cervical cancer and I can die, or the one that heals himself. So you're either looking at something, 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 or fucking Wolverine bitches.
Like, nice.
Yes. Oh. Excuse me, Brenna. Thank you. Okay, I need to get these pants off.
Ah.
That's when Michelle, they sent her to do the bum subway story this morning.
Oh, no.
She had to report on the bums who were, like, chewing away the rats in the, like, in one of the, end of the subway lines.
Don't worry. One day we'll see her on the Today Show. I know it.
They're living in the back side, the left-hand side, the right-hand side, and they're all over the place.
All right, Alex. No. I think I'm losing you. I'm not really sure where you're going with this. So we're going to move on to Patricia in Harlem. Hi, Patricia. What do you think of the mayor's homeless plan? Do you think this will work? Do you think this will finally stem the tide?
As I will be not, I believe this will actually be a disaster. As a previously homeless individual living in the shelter system once upon a time. Okay, I think it's a recipe for disaster. Not only the violence that takes place, the fighting on the simple things, sheets, blankets, soap, toiletries. You have an uncaring number of staff. I'm not going to say all staff. You understand? I believe
no.
Stephen Banks has good intentions, as he was attorney for homeless individuals fighting HRA on their behalf. However, it's a problem that's even real bigger than the mayor and Stephen Banks, the commissioner of homeless services. I don't think it's a good idea. He should be trying to consider building 90 affordable low-income housing apartments for homeless individuals.
Well, right now, the way the law is
decided about homeless people living in apartments, that's not your buying department.
No, no.
Instead of acting like they're living in the street still.
Thank you so much for this, Patricia. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Al and Nancy. Al, what do you
think? No, I didn't pay any. I wanted them to cook the onions. I just don't want to eat the onions.
Oh, okay.
Number one, the mayor is doing the best he can. Number two, you cannot put mental disturbed people of drugs in shelters, you know.
Okay. When those,